I've been looking at joining an ownership group for several years now, even going back to 2009 when I moved here. I raised quite a bit of cash to try to buy the Thrashers and the Hawks and Phillips Arena and the Gulch. And I met with Kasim Reed, the mayor of Atlanta back then. He wasn't too interested in hockey, to be honest with you. And I could see why hockey failed at that time, because you didn't have the right people supporting the teams, supporting the sport. But so much has changed since I've been here in 2009. You know, just seeing the way now the minor hockey organizations that I've been talking to are trying to coexist. You know, talking to Coach Camp, I mentioned, from UGA, talking to Coach Roberts, like, going to try to do whatever I can to help them go D1 possibly. Having Andy and his group, Zoyer Sports, be a part of Savannah. I really want to unify the whole hockey ecosystem here in Georgia. That's something that hasn't been done before. I'm from Toronto originally. I played hockey at Michigan State. So both those places, you could see how you could play minor hockey, college hockey, minor pro hockey. I don't see why that same kind of infrastructure can't be built here in Georgia. I really don't. And another point too, I think October 22nd, 2010, you guys might not remember that date, but that night the Thrashers played and they had 9,000 fans. And I believe the Gladiators played that same night and they had 10,000 fans. So a pessimist would tell you, well, hockey won't work here. They only had 9,000 hockey fans for the Thrashers. Well, I'm always a glasses half full. And I saw 19,000 hockey fans here in Metro Atlanta. So there isn't a reason why hockey can't work. You give people a reason why to come out and support your club. There hasn't been a hockey team, pro hockey team here for almost 10 years now, I would say. And there's still a lot of kids playing youth hockey. You see men's league hockey teams playing. And that's without having a National Hockey League team here. I think it works now, or it will work now, is because back then, everyone operated in their own silos. So talking to John Bartis of the world, talking to Sergei Kuzmin, talking to Jack Burton's, you know, these are the major stakeholders within the Metro Atlanta that own the rinks, and having those conversations and letting everyone know, like, listen, guys, like, you can't operate in your own silo. We have to do this together and work together. The game benefits from there. It's not about individual rinks. It's about minor hockey. It's about grassroots hockey. And having Andy as a partner and Zoyer Sports and Bob and Scott and those guys controlling Savannah, that's another piece of uniting the state of Georgia. So back in the day, that was never the case. Macon, Columbus, everyone did their own thing. Now we want to have these conversations and make sure that everyone's on the same page. And the goal is to really cultivate that fan base, minor hockey, grassroots hockey, and then bring it all the way up to the professional level. Last year, when I went to a couple games, I saw a ton of NHL jerseys, which was a nice, pleasant surprise. I think that's the one thing people keep talking about here in Atlanta, where they say, well, they don't support their own teams and they want to come and watch the other teams, which I don't think is true. I think you have enough Atlanta fans here that they'll support their own teams. But I think since I've been here in Atlanta, 2009, 2010, I think a million people, I think, have come into Metro Atlanta. So it's only natural to have them support their own teams, because I haven't really seen too many championships won in Metro Atlanta besides maybe the soccer team or football team, whatever you want to call them. I call them soccer. Europeans might call them football. So you just have to give people a reason to support your club. You really have to. And if you create passion, you create a great in-game experience, you connect the community, which is going to be a huge mandate for our players. If you're not willing to connect with your community and make the hospital visits, reach out to schools, go to minor hockey rinks, learn to play programs. If you're not willing to do that as a pro here at the Gladiators, you're not going to be here long. Simple as that. It's part of who we are. It's part of what we do. And I really believe that when you give back to the community, they give you back. They give back to you tenfold. And I've seen it. When I was in Edmonton, one of the most passionate fan bases in the National Hockey League, we were in the community all day, every day. And the fans loved us as much as we loved them. So we want to try to have that same relationship with our fans here in Atlanta too. When I bring it up initially, everyone laughs because the team left twice. And then I turn and I said, I remember I said to Talk one night, I said, Talk, have you heard of Rick Tocchet? I said, have you heard of the Chicago Stags? And he's like, no. I said, have you heard of the Chicago Zephyrs? Who the hell's that? I said, do you know the NBA went to Chicago twice and left before the Bulls? And he was like, no kidding. He used other words, I can't say it on TV, but he's like, no kidding. I couldn't believe that. I said, yeah. It's all about ownership and having the right people taking charge of the top. There isn't such thing as a bad city when it comes to hockey. I can't really speak as much to the ECHL because I don't have as much experience towards that, but I could tell you from the National Hockey's perspective that there isn't such thing as bad markets. Everyone said for the longest time Nashville wouldn't work. Tampa wouldn't work. Carolina wouldn't work. And look at those teams. Tampa is one of the model franchises of the National Hockey League. Everyone said there's no way sports will work in Vegas. Everyone wants to play in Vegas now. Football is thriving there. LeBron's talking about bringing a basketball team there. So I've just seen just from playing everywhere I've played, Original Six, expansion type team, East, West, Canada, US, playing in Europe. I've just been looking throughout my whole career at how these organizations are run and the day-to-day, how players are being treated. And it's not rocket science. We're home to a lot of major corporations here, Coca-Cola being one. UPS, I believe, is here too. Delta. I mean, I fly Delta all the time. I don't fly another airline. And I don't even know if they're a sponsor of ours yet or not, but that's the honest truth. But it starts at the top. So Alex and I want to bring that same kind of mentality here to the Gladiators. I know he's super thrilled and super passionate about it. And I'm just as passionate and just as thrilled about being his partner to try to make this thing happen here in Atlanta. Like, we were not going to move this thing. I know there's a lot of talk. People were afraid of that happening. I remember it was at Duluth, the ice forum, and a lot of people were asking me, before they even knew I was potentially going to buy the team, if we're going to move the team to Athens. And I was like, no, it's not happening. Athens is a tremendous community. I love the Bulldogs, love the Ice Dogs, love Coach Camp up there. But the Gladiators belong here. We're trying to make pro hockey work here first. And if the NHL happens, the NHL happens. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But it doesn't mean that we can't have an amazing hockey experience for our fans. And it doesn't mean that we can't create an environment for our young people, boys and girls, to play minor hockey, play D1 hockey, hopefully at one of the institutions that we have in our state, and then play minor pro hockey and not have to travel to Nashville, to Chicago, to Boston, to Minnesota or Michigan. They could all do it here in Georgia. I mean, I love it here. I've been here 12, 13 years, almost 14 years now. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I think, first of all, just letting people know my presence with the team and be very intentional about when I see people of color in arenas. I'm spending a lot of time in arenas. I go up to families all the time and introduce myself. And some might know who I am. Majority of them don't know who I am. But it's about letting people understand and know and feel welcome and inclusive. And letting all of our fans understand that this is a market, Gwinnett County in particular, is so diverse that we would be dumb not to wrap our arms around people of all colors and backgrounds, races, sexuality. It doesn't matter. We want to grow hockey. Everyone keeps talking about hockey is for everyone. Well, we truly believe that. And we want to create that in-arena experience where everyone feels comfortable, that they're not afraid to tell their friends, hey, come and watch this game. This is amazing. And not say, well, hockey's not for black people. Hockey's only for white people. I've heard that time and time again. It's not true. So all you could do is really show people and let your actions speak louder than your words. We're pumped. It's not the most ideal time to buy a hockey club with everything that's been going on. And we want to be fully transparent about that. But that didn't temper my excitement, didn't temper Alex's excitement. The people of the Gladiators organization that we've talked to that are here are super pumped. They're willing to roll their sleeves up. You're only as good as the people that work with you, not just for you, with you. And we have an amazing staff of people that work here. So they're all in. I want our fans to know that we're not going anywhere. We need their support, and we're going to be visible. My wife kills me, but I watch Judge Judy all the time. And one of her favorite sayings is, you've got two ears and one mouth for a reason. And I've been listening to people nonstop going to rinks, and that's what I plan on doing. I plan on coming to rinks, coming to games here, and doing a lot of listening. And listening to what our fans like, what they dislike, what they potentially want to see change, what they want to see brought back maybe. And it's not all going to happen overnight, but we want to make sure that we're listening to our fan base and our key stakeholders to try to provide the best in-game experience as possible and try to win a championship, because that's what it's all about, developing hockey players and trying to win a Kelly Cup. There isn't necessarily a blueprint, but I've lived it. Like, when you're in Toronto, there's minor hockey. You play for Toronto Young Nats, Toronto Marlboros, Wexford Raiders, Don Mills Flyers, and then you could play Tier 2 Junior like I did at Wexford Raiders, and then you, or St. Mike's, or you could play OHL hockey, And then you could play AHL hockey with the Toronto Marlies. You could play the NHL for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I've seen it in that market. I've seen it in Boston. You got all the college teams. You got minor hockey in Boston. You got the Bruins there in Boston. You have the Providence Bruins down the street. Michigan, same thing. So I've lived that life the last 25 years. And it just shocks me that no one's done that yet here. And it's such a big state. I think we got 6.5 million people in Metro Atlanta too. Just everyone is just operating their own little world. That has to change. You know, even talking to folks at USA Hockey, Pat Kelleher and that group, they know exactly what I'm planning on doing too. So it's not going to surprise anyone when they hear this, because I've talked to most of the major stakeholders already. And it's about just getting the community now and letting parents know that we're here to stay, and we're here to try to support minor hockey as best as possible.